taking the time to come to this session. My goal is to talk to you, or with you rather, for the next 35, 40 minutes, and then we can do some Q&A and get you off to your next session. So, first of all, my name is Shanita John. I'm a project manager at DCE, and I've been with DCE since about February of this year, so about 9 months. Before DCE, my background for the last 10 years, I've been working in advertising and marketing, specifically in interactive marketing, at a few different agencies. So that's a little bit about me and about my background, and hopefully maybe that will even inform you about the way I'm approaching some of the topics for today. Okay, so first of all, why are we here? Not in like an existential, like, why are we here? Just why are we in this room today? Why am I here? Why are you here? I'm here because Mark made me. You're here because hopefully you saw or read this. So this is the description for today's talk. And I'm not going to read it all the way through, but there were two questions that got called out in this. So actually, I lied. I'm going to read the first part. So as a manager, one of the biggest challenges when starting any project, Hydra or otherwise, is feeling comfortable that you've asked all the right questions before the first development hour is logged. But what are the right questions? And then once you begin, how do you ensure that your developers, your stakeholders remain on the same page throughout the course of the engagement? So what are the right questions? And then once you've gotten those questions and you've got answers to those questions and you have a clear mission, how do you keep everyone on the same page all the way through? Especially since the very nature of agile development is to be flexible. You pivot based on insights gained, you pivot based on what you're learning. It's supposed to be an unencumbered, or meant to be an unencumbered way of working. But when you're working in agile, it's hard sometimes, it's possible to lose people along the way and making sure everyone knows what exactly we're doing and for what reason. So to answer the two questions, I'm gonna break today's talk up into two sections. First being scoping, asking the right questions from the onset, and then managing, maintaining alignment on expectations, specifically expectations all the way through. Okay, so let's begin. So almost instinctively, there are some questions that we know to ask at the beginning of a project. What problem are we trying to solve? Who are we solving this problem for? What's the timeline? What's the budget? How do we even know when we're done? But when you are, any of those questions you can actually take and realize that they can get exploded out a lot further. So what problem are you trying to solve ends up being, you know, a lot more questions than just that. And when you're working on a repository project or a Hydra project, the questions get real technical real fast. So instead of just asking what's the budget, you're thinking about what write statements need to be aligned with this content, or how does the content get organized, or are there any external systems that need to harvest metadata? And the next thing you know, the questions keep building and you're sure to forget something along the lines. Yeah, actually this is